Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Folks, I know you've read this amazing genius's work. I certainly have. Before I even knew him, before I met him, I had read his work. So you're talking to Dr. J.J. Peterson, I would say one of the brilliant minds behind StoryBrand and the whole concept. Welcome, Dr. J.J.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, our mutual friend introduced us, and these were the words. He's amazing at what you need, and you're amazing at what he needs. You guys need to talk. And sure enough, we hopped on a quick call, and immediately the intellectual property brains were firing off. But you are the author of this amazing book, the co-author, Marketing Made Simple. First of all, tell us a little bit about that book.
You know, I've been in the marketing world for a long time, well, communication world really for a long time. I was a professor where I taught communication and leadership, and I even still, even to this day, I teach at Vanderbilt in the Master of Marketing program at Vanderbilt Wow. School of Business. And so I kind of started my career as an educator. And then also I was in Hollywood. So I actually I directed a documentary. I had a couple of development deals on television shows and did some script writing, things like that. So I always kind of had this combination of story and communication in my life. And when I started kind of branching out on my own, out of the academic world, I connected with Donald Miller, who really helps people clarify their message using the power of story. Yes. And as we started, you know, my dissertation was in the study of narrative theory, which is basically like the study of story and specifically how it works in marketing. And the first question I wanted to answer was, does it work? Does good story in marketing work? And overwhelmingly, the answer is yes. The best way to influence people is through the power of story.
Yes.
But most people are telling the wrong story. They're trying to position themselves as the hero of the story, as a company. And really, you need to think of your customer as the hero. So how do you communicate in a way that invites your customers into a story? So that was the first piece. Then the second piece I wanted to know is, who does it work for and why? So I actually surveyed thousands of companies that were big, small, you know, service-based, product-based, B2B, I surveyed all these companies with using the power of story, how it impacted their marketing and influenced their marketing. And what I found was it actually works for everybody. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, it does work, or a thought leadership that you're in, it works for everybody. There was one variable that had influence on the level of success you had, and that was actually level of implementation. So if you told a good story, it worked for you. If you took stories and put good stories on your website or crafted your website in a story way, you had greater success. If you put that into your elevator pitch, greater success. If you put it into emails, lead generators, and so on, up and up, every level that you implemented story into your marketing, you had greater success. So we were in the process of writing a different book and realized that if we really wanted our customers to succeed, we had to help them implement. And from the very beginning, we just said, we believe marketing should be easy and it should work. And so that's what the Marketing Made Simple book is. It's just a very step-by-step, clear way to implement messaging and marketing in a way that is really powerful and uses the power of story.
That is so good. I love it. And as people are watching this, I want them to definitely check out your website, because on your website, you call it the Conscious Brand Agency.
Yeah.
But you have this amazing one-liner tool. And do you show this tool? No, I'm going to go to the next screen so you can see it. But tell us about this one-liner tool.
So, you know, we all get the question of like, what do you do, you know, at parties?
Oh, yeah.
you know, or like, or even if we don't get the question, we want to tell people what we do. We want to be able to explain very quickly what we can offer, how we make the world better. And oftentimes that when that question comes up at a party, we start to stumble and we go, well, it's kind of complicated what I do and you know, all the stuff.
Yeah.
And what you're doing when you do that is you're immediately telling your potential customer that what you do is too confusing for them and they don't need you. That's really what's happening.
Kind
of humble, like, well, it's complicated. It's hard to explain. No, you're losing business, period. And so what a one-liner does is it quickly gives you kind of this formula to be able to explain what you offer in a way that sticks with your customers in your customer's brain. And it's actually very formulaic. It's what problem is your customer or your audience experiencing? How do you solve that? And what is their life like after they follow through? Very, very simple. So like for me, I would say so many companies are struggling to connect with their audiences because they don't even know it, but they're telling the wrong story. Mm. What I come in is I come in and help them clarify their message using the story brand framework so they can connect with more customers and grow their business. So problem, solution, result. If I was a lawn care company, I would just say, you know, a lot of people spend way more time working on their yard than enjoying it. Ooh. We come in and use a really simple process to give them a beautiful yard so they can actually get back to loving their house and their yard. Problem, solution, result. So that's what that's one of the things that I teach people. And it's based on, it's actually based on how Hollywood movies are pitched. This is kind of I don't often talk about this. I'll tell you this because it's kind of, you know, interesting. But when you pitch a movie or when you pitch a TV show to a production studio, you go in and they say, what's your one-liner? And basically you have a sentence or two to convince them that the audience is going to be interested in this movie. And the most, in my opinion, the most famous one-liner of all time was for the movie Alien. Okay. And so Alien, you know, whether people are listening have seen it or not, you know, I will give you the log line that they gave, the one-liner, and you will know what this movie is about before I explain it.
Okay.
So they said, what's your movie about? And they said, it's Jaws in space.
Ooh.
And worked is because, first off, Jaws, even if you've never seen Jaws, everybody knows Jaws. They know the feeling of Jaws. They know, they're associated with Jaws. So even if you've never seen Alien, you know what Jaws is.
That's good.
What they did in that moment and what a good pitch does is associate the product with something the customer's already familiar with. So they started with Jaws. Jaws has a feeling of horror. It also was what many people consider to be the first blockbuster ever put out. Like the word blockbuster is associated with Jaws because people were lined up around the block to get in.
Whoa. So it had a
financial feeling for the production companies, and it had an emotional feeling that audiences connect to.
I love
that. That principle, when you give a quote unquote one-liner as a business owner, a thought leader, oftentimes like the normal answer to what do you do to me would be like, if somebody says to me, JJ, what do you do? And I go, oh, I do marketing, or I'm a marketing consultant. Well, that's my story.
Yeah.
So they have to figure out how they fit into my story. They don't know if they need me. They don't know what type of marketing I do. They don't know if I'm a consultant, if I write copy, if I create websites. Yeah. They don't know how they fit into my story.
Mm.
So when I start, I don't start with my story. I don't say I'm a marketer or I'm a marketing consultant or I help thought leaders create books. I don't say those things. I say problem that they're experiencing. So most companies are wasting enormous amounts of money on marketing because they're telling the wrong story. I come in and now I position my story so they know how I fit in their story, how they're supposed to try to figure out how to fit in mine.
Oh, that's good. So just to try it on for Instant IP, I could say something like, most companies don't realize the hidden gold they have lying all around. What we do is, number one, help them identify it. And then number two, help them protect it in a way that's fast, easy, and cheap. Because
it's a really good start. The thing that I would, we're going right into coaching here.
Let's do it.
So the first line that you say, you want people who are supposed to hire you to automatically see themselves very clearly in that story. So when you say most companies have a lot of gold lying around, if I just left it at that, people are like, wait, in my computer? Is there gold in my computer? Do you take gold from my computer in tech and turn it into coins that then I could, you know? So their brain starts going in different directions.
Okay.
You can't allow their brain to create a new story. You have to control the narrative. So instead of gold, you know, so you might say something like, a lot of companies are missing out on a lot of money. I mean, this is,
you're making it up.
Missing out a lot of money and opportunity because they have something that's unique that they have forgotten to protect.
Oh, that's good.
You know, something like that. And then you say, what you do is come in and make sure that the core of their business and their unique IP is protected so that they can actually not only protect in the future, but they can actually use it to grow and make money.
Yeah, that's good. Because on my LinkedIn, I say, we turn ideas into empires.
Yeah.
Is that too simple?
No. So that I would say is what we call a tagline. So that's not a one-liner. That's a tagline. So I think that's a great tagline in the way that Nike's tagline is just do it.
Yeah.
We don't need any explanation there.
Yeah.
And to me, there is a difference between marketing and branding. Marketing answers three questions. What do you do? How does it make my life better? And how do I get it? We have to be really, really clear in those spaces. Branding is how you make people feel. So we take ideas and turn them into empires is a feeling. It's a brand identity. Your logo, the Igniting Souls logo, is gorgeous. Yeah. That's a feel. Yeah. That's a vibe. Yeah. It doesn't explain what you do. It doesn't have to. That is a branding play. But when it comes to marketing, now we actually need to hone that in a bit tighter way. So
What were those three things you said roughly?
What do you do?
What do you do?
How does it make my life better? And how do I get it? Those are really the three questions marketing needs to answer.
Folks, you got to, number one, get this guy's book, JJ's. Number two, you need the one-liner. Oh my gosh, I'm already getting good coaching here. This is so good. So the funny story is you and I chatted and you basically said, look, I wasn't even trying to work with Donald Miller. I think you said you brought in your hero at the university, if I recall the story right. Then he later on said, hey, why don't you come out and visit or something like that? And now all of a sudden you're like a story brand, not only just guide, but you're like teaching now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really one of those things. Cause I had taught communication for a year. My undergrad is in communication. I did PR for multiple international nonprofits and did marketing. And then I taught communication and leadership. My master's degree is actually theology in the arts. So it's a study of film and television and how.
Where was that from?
Fuller. In Pasadena.
Okay, sure.
So it's a study of how to explain theology through movies, film, and art. Wow. And so how to basically make a convincing argument about or express point of view through the arts. And then my PhD was in narrative theory, communication narrative theory, and specifically narrative marketing. So I was dean of students at a university, and I had sold a reality television show to a production company.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And kind of my own going away to myself was like, hey, I want to bring in this guy who I had read his books and I thought was amazing to speak to my students. So that was Donald Miller. So I thought, I'll bring him in. He lived in Tennessee. I lived in Southern California. I'm never going to see this guy again, you know, but we started sharing stories of like, oh yeah, I do marketing and I've done story and I work in Hollywood. And he goes, what's weird is I'm doing that same thing, but for businesses, helping them. I'm using narrative theory and movie theory to help companies create marketing. So yeah, he just said, he's like, you're rebranding yourself. You're rebranding this television show you just sold. Why don't you come out and check it out? And I did. I flew out to Tennessee and went to like one of the very first workshops. And just because my own natural teaching in like the way that I think, and I'm a professor at heart, I just kind of stopped working on my own brand and started helping the people around me who weren't getting it at the time. And so he just said, hey, would you mind? I'm doing this by myself of where I'm the only teacher. Would you mind flying out every time we do this workshop? And I said, sure. You know, I'm hanging out waiting for a TV show to launch. So it's kind of like Hollywood's a lot of hurry up and wait. Yeah. So I was just kind of like, sure. And then I didn't think anything of it. And now I think we're, that was, I think 12 years ago, flew out. And so now I live in Nashville and have been helping companies and thought leaders clarify their message and write books and create webinars and marketing campaigns for the last, 13, 12 years.
And you're helping, I mean, amazing names like one of Amy Porterfield, you're still helping with Donald Miller?
Yeah. Yep. In fact, I was just with him yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. So we got to do this, man, because you coached me. It was amazing. I'm going to re-listen to this and write some of that stuff down. Do you agree that Story Brand, the book that you also co-wrote, do you believe that that is IP and there's a lot of IP in there?
100%. 100%. And I think especially in our new, I don't even want to say new age at this point with AI, but in the world we live in now.
Yeah.
AI, here's a unique thing. AI is wonderful. I use AI. It's beautiful. Sure. AI will never have its own point of view. Mm. It won't have its own point of view. It has to rely on information and point of view that's given to you. So what ends up happening when people don't have a specific point of view or a reference or an approach to how they do business, they're just going to AI and they end up sounding and being like everybody else.
Oh yeah.
Also, because everybody can use everybody's other ideas, they can take those ideas and make their own thing out of it. Wow. So I worked with a company 9 months ago and we developed this tagline, so not a one-liner, but a tagline for their brand that said, feed smarter, not harder. It's for a company that does what they're called lick tubs.
Yeah.
So you give them for cows for nutrition.
Yeah.
And so we developed this tagline that said, feed smarter, not harder. And after we developed it, I was like, this is good, you guys. And let's look and see if any of our competitors say anything like this. Not a single one did. So we launched it. We put it out there. 9 months later, almost all these other brands, I just was at a huge cow conference with them. And because I work with also Certified Angus Beef and some of those other kind of big companies. So I went to this conference just to say hi to some of my clients. And all of a sudden, everybody had this everywhere. And I am convinced, I really am convinced that most of them just went to AI. And absolutely. So that right there, that tagline that was a differentiator to begin with, all of a sudden now was no longer a differentiator. It sounded like
we got to talk about that because that hurts my heart. It hurts my heart because I'll tell you what, a couple quick things I want to show you. And because you know Donald, I want you to tell him this because, I went to the USPTO just before we jumped on and I typed in Story Brand. The good thing is Donald has protected Story Brand. He's protected Story Brand strategy. Like he has a few things that he's protected, which is amazing and like so much better than most people. But you just hit something so powerful with this story where what you did, my friend, I went in, I got a little prompt here. Okay. So I went into AI and all I did was enter Donald's website. All this is a prompt I already use. Okay. I use this because if I can use this, competitors can use it, and when I meet with people, I'm like, look, you better scrape your website and see what AI thinks is IP, because you know what? Your competitor can enter it and have the same list. And if you haven't protected it, just like you said, feed smarter, not harder. Look at what it said, chat, about all the other stuff that Donald has. And again, if I can find this, anybody can find it. Yep. But don't you agree that there's a lot of other gold that Donald hasn't protected that he better? And again, I'm not in it to make lawyers rich, but with Instant IP, he can have that done in an hour.
And it's so important because that is your differentiator in the new world. I mean, it really, like, it used to be like a book was it, right? Like you had a book, everybody got the book, they understood the book, and it's like, oh, well, that establishes you as the authority in this space.
Yeah.
Who else is going to copy you? It doesn't work like that anymore because people have so much access to so much information. And if you're not protecting it, your frameworks, your point of view, the way that you do business, all of those things, even just the names, the words that you're using over and over again, if you're not protecting those, you'll get lost in the market. And one of the things I teach people in through StoryBrand, our tagline is, if you confuse, you lose.
Yes.
Right? And that's the part. And if your customers, you have an IP, you have a point of view, you have taglines that you use, and then you don't protect them and other people start using them, now the market is confused on who you are and how you solve their problem and what you do. So that's the big thing for me that I just say over and over. Develop, like what I do with a lot of authors and leaders is I say, let's first develop, let's like actually create your IP. Cause a lot of them just go, you know, like they'll say something like, you know, I work in leadership and I teach people to be resilient and overcome obstacles.
Ooh, that's
good. I'm like, okay, great. That's not a differentiator for you.
Like, too common.
Too common. Everybody has that. So the first thing I do is help them develop their own point of view. Like what, how do you approach things? What do you think? And here's two things I'll give anybody who's listening, who's in this space, two like little tips. The first is one, don't forget that your stories, your specific perspective are yours alone and nobody else has lived them. So lean into not the information from those, but the wisdom that you develop.
Gold.
So AI has information, you have wisdom. So when you're looking at your stories, you're not just going, I did this, this is how I did this. That's information. What is the wisdom that only you gained from that, that you can pass on to the next person? Good. So that's one way to find kind of a new point of view for yourself. Yeah. Okay. In my opinion, there's nothing new under the sun. Everybody said that's what's going to be said, but they've not said it through your perspective. So the first is, what's your wisdom? The second thing that I work with clients on this a lot is I come from the academic world. And in the academic world, if I'm going to write a dissertation, so my dissertation was on the use of the StoryBrand framework in narrative marketing and how to achieve fidelity and coherency through narrative transportation. Very boring. That's not how I'm going to explain it all.
Remember that, yeah.
But why I had to do that is because I am not going to be the first person to write on story in marketing. I am not going to be the first person that writes about narrative transportation in marketing. I'm not going to be the first person that's going to own cohesion and fidelity in narrative marketing.
Whoa.
I am. And so what I have to do, because when you get into academic, if you're writing a dissertation, nobody can ever, you have to add to scholarship. Yep. So nobody can have written on what you are writing on. So otherwise, it doesn't get past your dissertation committee. If somebody else has written on it, you can't just use somebody else's research. You have to add to scholarship. So what you have to do is layer. So I start with, I'm really interested in story. Great. That's layer one. But I'm interested in story and marketing. That's layer two. But I'm interested specifically in how to achieve good narrative transportation in narrative marketing. That's layer three. Fidelity coherency is layer four, and StoryBrand is layer five. So now I don't, when I'm like talking about it with people, I don't have to explain all the layers, but I can become the guy that
teaches people
how to achieve narrative transportation through the power of story and marketing. But that's because there's three layers there. So, you know, Brené Brown, right?
Oh yeah.
So what would you say Brené Brown owns in the industry?
Like you said, we had a chat about this. Is a bravery, authenticity, something like that.
Yeah, bravery, authenticity, or vulnerability, right? Vulnerability, if I want to be the person that's on authenticity and vulnerability, Brené owns that. You know, if I want to do, you know, Carol Dweck talks about
growth-minded insight.
Growth mindset. Yeah, so there's growth mindset, and then there's vulnerability. But nobody, I don't know of anyway, that owns how do you use growth mindset to achieve vulnerability? Now we have a new IP because it's
a wow.
So now we bring your wisdom, your so perspective good. To the table with these layers so that good. Have a new point of view and becomes new IP. So you're not stealing it. Brené. You're not stealing Carol Dweck. You're bringing your own wisdom and the layers to it. And so those are just two things that people are thinking about, like if they want to write a book.
Yeah.
And yeah. they're like, well, everybody talks about leadership, but does yeah. everybody talk about leadership with your wisdom and yeah. with your layers? And that's so, where right. I would start with authors.
JJ, this was amazing. You and I could geek out at the Frothy Monkey in Tennessee nonstop, right? Isn't yep. that a place? We're out of time. I want people to go to your website, get your book. We're going to have more chats together. You blew my mind today. You see IP differently with story. I love it. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. Check out his book, everybody. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Cary Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.